with us. Maybe read just a little bit in 1 Peter chapter 1, the 9th verse. So glad to have everybody here with us. Glad to have Brother Noah here and his family, and we appreciate just each and every one being here, Brother Chuck and his family, and our people from Kentucky. Appreciate them being here, and the home church, and all these from Flatwoods. Just so glad to have everybody here with us. 1 Peter, first chapter. Amen. 1 Peter, first chapter, maybe starting the 9th verse. The Bible said here, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which is in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Amen. That 10th verse there said, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. And the last part of that 12th verse, the Bible said there, which things the angels desire to look into. Amen. Read just a little bit. I may read a few places. You just bear with us just a little bit. Book of John, chapter 1, verse 32. This is another very familiar scripture. John, chapter 1, verse number 32. Amen. The Bible said here, and John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. Read just a little bit in the book of Luke, chapter 24, verse number 27. This is another very familiar, well-read story here, many times in the house of the Lord. Luke, chapter 24, and verse number 27. The Bible said here, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent, and he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake it, and gave to them. And their eyes were open, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened unto us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, the Lord is risen indeed, hath appeared to Simon. Amen. Maybe I read that 28th verse there. The Bible said, and they drew nigh unto the village whither they went. And he made as though he would have went on further. Then I'd like to read that 32nd verse. The Bible said there, and they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened unto us the Scriptures. Amen. Would you stretch your hand this way? Pray that the Lord would help us. Precious Lord and loving Savior, I do thank you for your presence. I do thank you for your Spirit. I thank you for your anointing. I thank you, Lord, for your power. I realize and recognize that I'm nothing without you. I pray you'd hide us behind the cross of Calvary. I pray you'd anoint us with that holy anointing. Give us words that are fitly spoken. And I'll praise you and I do thank you for it all. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Read a very familiar story here. There's even a song out about the two men on the road to Emmaus. And the Bible said that this is after the crucifixion. And they don't really know that the Lord is rose again. And they're walking one with another, these two men. And the Bible said that they were weeping. And they were crying and they were sorrowful as they went. And a stranger who they think comes up to them, for they even told him, "Are you a stranger in Jerusalem and know not the things that have took place there?" And they said that because Jesus asked them, "What manner of communications are these that you have one to another and are sad as you go?" And so they told him, Jesus, who we believed that he was the Messiah. They have crucified him. They put him in a tomb. And certain of our own company have come and they made us very heavy when they said they could not find him there. And the Bible said Jesus spoke to them and he said, "Oh, fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?" I don't think that really registered to them what he is saying. And then the Bible said he began at Moses and all the prophets. And he got to preaching to them everything concerning himself. He was taking the Old Testament, which they were familiar with, which they knew inside and out. Even the Pharisees in that day, they had to be able to quote verbatim the first five books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. And they were there. They knew what he was talking about. But he would take a verse and he'd explain it to them. That was me in that verse right there. That was him telling what was going to happen to me in that verse right there. And the Bible said, and he began to talk with them as they walked. I don't know how far they went. I don't know where they were at and where their house was. How many feet, how many yards, how many miles it was. But I know he had to walk for a ways. For he started at Moses and he went through every prophet. He went through the book of Isaiah. He went through the book of Jeremiah. He went through the Psalms. He went through the Proverbs. He went through all the other books, the minor prophets, and he began to tell them everything. It had a little snapshot of himself. And in verse 32, they said, "In our hearts, they were burning within us while he was talking to us." I mean, it was like we was in an old-fashioned camp meeting. It was like we was in a time of revival. Their hearts were beating. If there's like me, when the Lord gets to move, my palms get sweaty, and my heart gets to beating, and my hair goes to standing up all over me. I feel like that's kind of the way they were. Now their eyes, they're not so wet anymore. They're not so moist anymore. And they look up and they're close to their house. And Jesus made as though, "I'm going to go on further. I've got to pass on." And they looked at him. "I know you're a stranger, and I usually don't invite strangers into my house, but you got to stay a little while." And that's what I love to try to preach to us. Don't let him pass, but get him to stay. Don't let him pass, but get him to abide. We read in the book of Peter, and it's hard to understand that verse when the Bible us and the angels desire to look into our service, in our camp meeting. Now why would an angel want to look at this service? Oh, I feel a good Holy Ghost. Hey, if I understand right, Brother Noah, the angels of the Lord are continually beholding the face of the Father. And didn't it say that about children? Their angels do continually behold the face of the Father. I believe, and we've heard Brother Rich say it so many times so well, and they cry one to another, holy, 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 holy. I can read where them elders bowed down and cast their crowns at His feet and begin to cry unto Him. I mean, I don't guess there'd be a one of us that wouldn't trade places with an angel today to be in the presence of the Lord Himself and to behold the throne. We've got a pattern of what it looks like in the Old Testament. For God said, I want you to build this tabernacle after the pattern that I do show thee of. And they tell me nobody will let the high priest and him once a year was allowed into that holy of holies. Why? That's where God dwelled. And that's what the angels are beholding, the real mercy seat with the real king dwelling right in the midst of all them angels crying, holy, holy, holy. Let me cover my face. Let me cover my feet. And let me fly with two wings. Oh, He's so beautiful. He's so powerful. He's so mighty. But the Bible said they desire to look into this service and what you can have. You know what I'm talking about. When that travel trailer, when it's real cold, you turn that gas furnace on, it'll fog them windows up. I'm talking about if you want to see something, you got to go over there, rub that bunch of water, and it'll run all over that wind. And I look out there, and a few minutes, be fogged up again. And you can see what's out there. And maybe you've been by somewhere and couldn't get in there, and they're having a party or whatever, and you can look in a window. My, they're laughing. They're just having a great time. And you knew they was having a good time. You couldn't laugh with them. You didn't know what was being said. You could see the joy on their face, but you didn't know why the joy was on their face. And you could see everybody just having a grand and a glorious time. But the only way you can understand what's taking place in there, the only way you can laugh with them is get right inside that house and hear what's being said. And feel the atmosphere in there. And the angels look down and they say, I desire to look into what they've got. Now why would you desire to be in my shoes, angel, when you're in His presence? I'm in His presence. I'm beholding His face. But I don't know what it's like for Him to get inside of me and for Him to walk in my heart. Now it's good for you to walk down a road and the Lord get beside you and make your hair stand up and make your heart beat and make your heart burn. But I'll tell you what's better, when He comes to the house and He says a blessing and you eat what He blesses, hear me just a little while, it's a lot better inside and out. At least two men might have backslid if they hadn't had Him come in the house. You can backslid having a burning heart. A lot of people do. You can lose out with God and turn and go a different way if all you ever had was a burning heart. But it's a lot harder to turn around when He comes inside your house. I heard them singing that song yesterday in that children's church thing in between services. And they were singing, Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for his Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, I wonder what he felt like when Jesus was walking right under his tree. I believe you could feel something when you got around the Lord. I really believe you could. There's some people that they'll say it never. They didn't say never a man. They said never man has spake like this man. There ain't a man on God's earth
earth that can have the words that He's God. He's more than a man. Never man spake like this man. And as He looked at him, my, He is lovely. I do feel the power of God. But that ain't all. The Lord stopped and He said, Zacchaeus, you come down. You're not just going to see me. I'm going to your house. That's what I'd love to happen in this service today. The Bible said the Holy Ghost, He shall be with you and He shall be in you. It's a lot better when it's in you. Not you seeing it on this one and that one, but when it's in your heart, it makes it better. Oh, they could have left that service. We'll see you, Lord.
We'll see. Yeah.
Or stranger, we'll see. Boy, you made me feel better. I ain't crying no more. Thank you for coming by. He could have left. And that feeling would have left. Just like that shepherd seeing them angels and forgot all about it. Time had a way of dulling that glow. Time had a way of calming down that song that they heard. But He came in the house with them. And He sat down to me. And He said, you got any bread here?
Yeah,
we got some bread here. Let me bless it. Let me break it. And let me give it to you. And He got to saying the blessing. I don't know what He said. I feel like it was probably a little more than for our daily bread, that little one that our children say. Thank you, Lord, for this food we're about to eat. Bless you, nursing our body and for our body for yours. I believe it's a little more than that. Their hearts are already burning. But the Bible said when He said the blessing and He broke the bread and He gave it to them, this Bible said their eyes were opened and they knew Him and He vanished out of their sight and they took off a running, went to the rest of the disciples. Have you seen Him? We done more than see Him. He come walking right in here. He gave me something to eat. I wish that I, young, middle-aged and elder alike, would do more and have a burning heart. You need more than that in the hour of temptation. You need Him in your house. You need Him in your heart. You need Him in your soul. Oh, Lord, don't just let me have goosebumps, but get in my life and do a work. Change me, mold me. Make me what you want me to be. John said, the same one that told me to go baptize with water told me, upon who you see the Spirit descend and remain, the same is He which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. You remember in the book of Genesis, Noah letting that dove out? And the Bible said it circled, flew, and came back unto him in the evening. He took that thing in. I'd like to ask that little dove a question. What was you looking for? He let him out again after a few days. He went flying, and he came back with an olive branch plucked off. That means it pulled it off of something. It wasn't just floating in the water. He pulled it off of something. And the Bible said He took him in unto Him, waited a few other days, and He let that dove go again. And the Bible said, and it returned not again unto Him anymore. That means it found somewhere to build a nest. Now that one that felt that branch get pulled off of it, it could truthfully say, I felt the glory of God. It could truthfully say, I have fulfilled what Joel said. In the last days He'll pour His Spirit out upon all flesh. Even a lost man knows when the Lord comes in a building, he feels His presence. I've seen them cry and never pray. I've seen them shake and never come to the altar. Why were they crying? Why were they shaking? It wasn't our pitiful words. It wasn't our pitiful preaching. It wasn't our singing. It was God's presence. For the Bible said, no flesh can be saved unless my Spirit do draw them. Their hearts are burning. Why? He was right beside them. He is talking to them. But I'll tell you, it's a lot better when that dove builds a nest right in the bosom of your heart. Hey, He'll keep you. He'll guide you. He'll make you strong in the faith.
the Lord come on that mount, the Bible said it was all together on a smoke.
Yeah.
Whole mountain burning. Everybody's afraid when it was doing that. But you know what Moses is praying? If you get in his secret prayer closet. He's just like us, didn't like people to hear him pray. But the Lord heard everything he said. Lord, let me see the day when it ain't the mountain burning, but it's me burning. Let me see the day, Lord, that the fire don't fall on Mount Carmel, but it falls on me. Let me see the day, Lord, when I can walk around and they don't say, look, Mount Carmel's all together on a smoke. But they can look and say, hey, he's all together on a smoke. The Lord's all over him. Hear me just a little while. When Elijah prayed that prayer and the Bible said the fire of the Lord fell, it consumed the sacrifice. It burnt the altar. It licked up the water. And it burnt the dust. And everybody said, the Lord, he is God. But when that fire falls on you, instead of that altar, you'll be able to say, the Lord, he is my God. He's my Savior. I won't turn back. Why? That fire's inside of me. Like Jeremiah said, he was there as a burning fire. There's still up in my bones. I tried to quit, but I couldn't. He was inside. Hacking me, pushing me, encouraging me. Keep going. How could Paul make a statement like this? Oh, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. When he wrote and said, I knew a man by the space of what, 3 months, something like that. Whether in the spirit or no, I know not. And he went on to say, such an one caught up into paradise. Where he heard things that you can't even write down on paper.
Come on. Right on now. Oh, God.
And then Paul saying, oh, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection, that I might get caught up into that place. It really won't matter what comes against me if I get up into that place. And if that place gets into me, and if what I see up there gets into my heart, the Bible said, I have not seen, heareth not heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But that's why the prophets are saying, let me see the day when it is revealed to us by the Spirit. Let me see the day when there's a time, and it ain't like Samson, when the Spirit moved him at times, when the Spirit comes and he plucks a branch off. But let me live in the hour when he'll land, when he'll build a nest, and it'll get bigger and larger and mightier. He's brought us out into a large place. I'm saying don't let him pass. Tell him to stay. Tell him to abide with you.
Oh,
I got to hurry. Abraham.
Obey the Lord, brother Chili. Come on. Come on, brother. Touching God.
Sitting in the door, tent. Door, the gate. The Bible said, three men come walking down the road. I'm sure he's seen three men together before. And there's something different about these men. Man, I feel like crying. My hands getting real sweaty here. It's just like, you know, when Samuel come into town. Everybody start. Do you come in peace? It wasn't Samuel. It was who was living in Samuel. And he said, something different about these men. And they come right up close to him. And the Bible said he got a hold of, hey boys, what y'all doing? We on the air and can't stay. Please. Come on over here and let me wash your feet. And I'll tell my wife, fix you something to eat. But don't pass on by this tent without coming in here and talking to me for a little while. Well, you really want us to stay? I sure do. And the Bible said he went and got a basin of water.
water, and he washed him men's feet, and he told his wife, "Give some need. We got to feed these men." And when they got inside that, they looked at him and said, "Abraham, I got something to tell you. You are going to have a son." He wouldn't have heard that if he hadn't gotten to stay. You're going to miss some things if you just feel him and let him go by. You've got to tell him abide. That's why we sing that song. He abides. He abides. Hallelujah. He abides with me. It's good to feel him, but it's better for him to live in your heart. A great woman said a sad verse. "I perceive that this is a holy man of God, which passeth by us continually." Ain't you tired, husband, of just feeling better? I wonder what it'd be like to wake up and hear him praying. I wonder what it'd be like to wake up and fix breakfast and him sit down in a seat with us. Let's build him a little chamber. So they built a little chamber. And the Bible said, and it fell on a day that Elisha passed that way and he turned in. That's what them angels are wanting to look at. Woo! Oh, feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. And it fell on a day he passed that way, Sister Mary, and he turned in, and he lay there. And the Bible said he was talking to his servant, and he said, "What can I do for this woman, for this deed that she's done for me?" He said, "Childless, and she's old and past the barren of age, and she'd love to have a son. Go tell her that God's going to give her a boy, and have a boy she did." That would never have happened if they hadn't built a chamber and said, "Don't just pass by me, but stay here, abide with me." I'm going to tell us, it gets sweeter as the days go by. You got to have him in here to know him, to get personal, and for him to show you things that we need to see. Moses turned aside to see this great sight while the bush was on fire, but it was not burnt. The Bible said, and the Lord spake to him from the midst of the bush. What's the secret, little bush? How you can be on fire and still stay right and stay safe? You got to get God in the midst of the bush. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, sweet Holy Ghost, have your way. Stay with us, Lord. Stay with us, Lord. Holy, holy, holy. Oh,
yea, for I have come to dwell with thee this day, saith the Lord. Yea, I've come to do more than just visit you and touch your feelings and emotions. But I, the Lord God, would take up residence and fill your heart and fill your mind and fill your life. Prepare a place for me, saith the Lord, and at thy visit this day, I would take up new residence and dwell with thee and change thee forevermore, saith the Lord.
Oh, God. Oh, hallelujah.
My God, my God.
You need to come and ask him to stay. Oh, the Holy Ghost is here. You need to come and ask him to stay for a little while. Don't just pass by me this morning. But when I leave here and go eat, I want to feel you in my heart. And when I go back home, I want to feel you in my heart. And when I face that fire, even during the day to day, I want to feel you in my heart. Hey, even why don't you come and say, "Stay, abide with me, tarry for a little while." Oh, wow, forget us a song. Come on, church. Everyone that will. Would you like to come up here? Oh, the Spirit of the Lord in this place. Don't let Him pass by you this morning. Amen. Don't let Him pass by you this morning. Amen. Would somebody else like to join us? Hey, hallelujah. While the Lord's a-moving. While the Lord's a-moving. Don't let that dove fly by you. Don't let that dove fly by you. Let Him land on you this morning. Have your way. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, move right here among us. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, move right here among us. Let your power and presence be felt in every life. Oh, let us know you in the power of your resurrection. Let us know you, let us know you, let us know you in the power of your resurrection. Oh, hallelujah. Don't let Him just pull a branch off of you this morning. Let Him build a nest in your heart. Let Him take up residence in your soul. That's what He told you this morning. He said, I'll take up residence. I'll dwell in you. Let Him